This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It was written by Steph Bondi, the Post, who's on top of the Knicks and all this stuff.
Does a good job, yep.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this.
Okay, let's go.
Mike Brown, this is, again, Steph Bondi, New York Post, just published about 8 minutes ago. Mike Brown, who will be introduced today at 2:30, is expected to hire a new associate head coach. This is according to the Post, which means that the dynamics in the front office, in the front of the Knicks bench will be giving Rick Brunson a lesser role.
That doesn't mean anything to me if Rick Brunson's still on the bench.
Well, but still he's here.
Rick's got that kind of personality where Rick is going to make himself feel awfully at home. He knows Dolan. And I'm not making about this. I don't want to make this anti-Brunson, like the coach. But if you're going to relegate him to a lesser role, which is what they're... Just get rid of him, dude.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that because...
Well, then they're not doing the right thing. They're asking for trouble.
Let me finish reading here, see if you change your mind. It's viewed as a gesture by the organization to give Brown more control while simultaneously addressing the distractions or perceptions of conflicts of interest that arose last season by having the star's father, the star player's father, as the top assistant.
It's a stupid move by the Knicks here.
Wow, this is I'm shocked at this. I don't like it. I thought you would like it.
I thought you were being facetious. When I knew what you were saying, I thought you were being facetious. Like, I thought you were saying, like, oh, he's going to hate this.
No,
I can't stand this.
They're demoting Rick Brunson. You wanted him out of here. This is the next best thing.
But if you demote, then you should just get rid of. You got to understand the pre-existing relationships that obviously has with his son, but with his son's boys are still in place. So if there's a problem and, I'm just going to throw a dart at the board and guess that the Knicks don't start without an ounce of turbulence, I don't think the Knicks will be 20-1 and wind up winning 67 games this year. There'll be a little figure-out period. And the first figure-out period, what happens? You go to people that you trust, people that you've been with, people that you've been in foxholes with, and that is Rick Brunson and not Mike Brown. And when that happens, I'm worried about a bit of a circumvention of power, and I am worried about roles getting distorted. I'm not kidding. I don't like this at all. I'd get rid of Rick Brunson.
That makes sense. They're not going to get rid of Rick Brunson.
But I'm saying I would.
I know, but even that, you'd be in lieu of upsetting your star, you'd do that? He's the star player.
Then what they should have done if they weren't, I'm saying I would have gotten rid of him.
I understand that, you would have done that, and Jalen Brunson would be like, BT, what the hell are you doing?
I would say, all right, well, you're on the contract for 2 or 3 more years. You're going to stop playing or what? What are you going to do?
He's going to say, I want to trade, and now what?
I say, I'm not trading you.
Yeah, you're going to be screwed.
Okay, well, the thing about this, though, and I'm not trying to make it seem like Rick Brunson is some incredibly beyond control, unchecked, divisive figure that's destroying the Knicks. I'm not saying that at all, but every first-rate, first-class organization has to have a very identifiable pecking order of power. And you tell me, all right, well, hey, Rick, you got to slide down 2 seats on the bench. Still there.
Rick Brunson, I'm going to continue to read here from Steph Bondi of the Post. Brunson is said to be on board with the demotion.
Got no choice on board.
The source said this is what's best for the organization and the players.
He's on board. What's his other option? To kick and scream and get fired? He's on board for now.
He was elevated to the lead assistant or whatever they called under Tibbs. He's now demoted under Mike Brown. I thought this is what you wanted. You want Brown to come in and have his staff. He gets to hire his top assistant. Brunson's not forced on him. He's going to get demoted here.
I don't like it. I think this is setting Brown. Not that Jalen can't handle this. I think that this is putting Mike Brown in a rough spot. Because think about this. You're missing this one important point here,
Sal. I know what you're saying.
Think about this. They realized that they had to do something, a little something, rearrange the power distribution. So they did it. If there was no issue, there would be no change in what Rick Brunson's role on the team was. To what degree, I don't know. I don't pretend to know,
right. But
there was an issue. So because there was an issue, they're like, all right, our way of addressing this is now taking away some power, but he's still here.
Yeah. You know what the next step is going to be?
This strikes me as a Jets move.
You know what?
I'm serious.
That's why I didn't like the idea of firing Tom Thibodeau. You know what the next step is going to be? There's going to be some issue that's going to arise, whether it is back-channeling or whatever you say, and guess who's going to be annoyed by it? Jalen Brunson's going to be annoyed by it because he doesn't want his father mistreated. He doesn't want his father probably.
Yeah. I get. That's the human aspect of it. Just like Michael Volpe standing up for his son. Jalen stand up for his pops.
Michael Volpe for yelling at a fan.
I did defend him because that fan was a punk. Yeah, but come on.
But yeah, you want to fire Rick Brunson when Jalen Brunson's a star player? Like, come on.
Well, no, but if you weren't going to fire him, then just keep his role as is.
That's why I don't like this. I thought you were going to like that. I don't like this.
All right, let me ask you. I'll use a different show so it's not personal, even though we're just messing around with this. Let's say the radio station decided, you know what? We got to make a change in the afternoon show.
Yeah.
We're not going to fire Tiki. Tiki, I love you. I'm just saying this. We're not going to fire you, Tiki. We're going to make you do updates.
All right.
You tell me that's going to fly?
No,
He's still employed.
Well, okay. But Brunson had to accept the demotion. He had to accept the demotion. He didn't have to.
Okay, and then he doesn't get to be with the son.
Right. If they say, Sal, we don't want you to be part of the midday show anymore. It's not working with you and BT. Here are your options. I could either choose to accept the demotion.
I agree with that. I understand that.
Or go elsewhere.
Yeah, but your daughter, because you have, does not work here.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee if your daughter worked in sales or worked on the air, that you'd probably be a little more inclined to stay.
Well, then
if
my daughter was Jalen Brunson, be like, JB, pack your bags. We're going elsewhere.
Hey, if my son was Jalen Brunson, Daddy would be on a beach with a hammock sipping Lord knows what playing golf.
You know where he was last night? Rick Brunson last night?
Coaching. I'd be sitting.
You know where he was last night? Candlelight.
Rick Brunson?
Yeah. My sources tell me.
Oh, really?
Now, I knew this before the show. I didn't think Rick Brunson was going to be in the news today necessarily.
Yeah.
Although, I just assumed, and I'm the fool for assuming, I assumed he was going to be maintained on the staff.
Which he is.
The top assistant. Like, I guess I didn't give him much thought. So obviously he's not going to be the top assistant. He's demoted, but I didn't think Rick Brunson was going anywhere, and he's not.
What other? Okay, forget about the Knicks and Brunson and Mike Brown. That just what other team in town? Like, ask somebody. That is a serious reduction in authority. Some of the ass backwards teams like the Jets and the Giants, they wouldn't even do this.
You're saying once you reduce somebody like that, better to be out. I get it.
I think it could be untenable, Sal. I do not like this at all.
It's unclear. This is according to Bondi of the Post. Steph Bondi does a great job for covering the Knicks for the Post. It's unclear who will get the gig as Brown's associate head coach, but Borrego, the initial choice, is under contract with the Pelicans. There's skepticism that he'll be granted permission to leave. Either way, Brown will be introduced today. He's going to choose his top assistant. Darren Erman, Mo Cheeks, Mark Bryant, all coaches on Tom Thibodeau's staff last season are expected to return under Brown.
Okay.
A source confirmed that to the Post. That was Ian Begley who had that first of SNY. But Brunson's obviously going to be the big role change here. He was elevated to the front of the bench last season after the associate head coach Johnny Bryant left for the Cavs, and now he's being demoted.
Now, did you ever see Johnny Bryant having an issue talking trash to a former Knick, like with DiVincenzo?
No, he doesn't have that relationship that Rick has.
I understand that, but you got to know your role. And my concern is, and again, I really do say this with all due respect. I really mean that. Sometimes we say, oh, with all due respect. I'm like, we don't really. I mean it. With all due respect, I don't know any other top assistant that inserted themselves into the equation quite like Rick Brunson did last year. Now, are you? And I don't like that. I don't think that's harmonious. I don't think it's good. I think there's mixed messaging because different personalities and different relationships. Yeah. It's just not good.
The final paragraph here: the Jalen Brunson backed his dad. This is before this stuff. That has nothing to do with this. You know, Jalen defended his father when the league was probing into what happened with the Knicks roster. You know, because they elevated him just because of his son, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And Jalen had some great things to say about him. Look, the way he's taught me, raised me, whatever. I've seen his impact on other areas of basketball. Like, he's a great coach, basically, is what Jalen's saying. And Bondi finishes by saying, still, though, the distractions continued in the summer following the firing of Tibbs when a Hoops Wire report surfaced claiming multiple players. I don't know if you were here that day. I think, were you here that day?
We didn't talk about this on the air.
Right,
we
so definitely I didn't. Did that day. I remember having the conversation with Hurley before the show saying there was a new report about Brunson. This was it. So from Hoops Wire, so you must have been off that day.
Mm-hmm.
Hoops Wire report resurfaced claiming multiple players were unhappy with Rick Brunson's presence on the bench. And, quote, sources suggested Rick has too big of a say in things.
Okay, I mean, are you coming to my side of the street yet?
No, no, because
did they get rid of 10 players? Hey, it's the same players.
I would have elevated him to head coach before what? I move on from him. It's all about Jalen Brunson. Without Jalen Brunson, I don't give a crap who's head coach of this team. Without Jalen Brunson, they have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if it means bringing Rick Brunson aboard or keeping him happy, then I'm doing that.
Did Rick Brunson coach Jalen Brunson when Jalen was dropping 40-plus when Doncic was hurt for the Mavericks? The answer is no. Did he coach him and win him a championship at Villanova? The answer is no. That was Jay Wright.
Well,
I mean, I got news for everybody. Jalen Brunson has been able to flourish at every... He didn't even coach him in high school.
I did hear.
At every single level without his daddy.
I told you, though, I did hear that Rick was a big presence at Villanova to a point where maybe...
I never saw him once.
Maybe the coaches didn't love...
Oh, well, okay. I only do a couple St. John's Nova games. Yeah. I'm not saying he was
front and center. I'm just saying that, you know, like other dads could be a problem at lower levels or college, Rick was maybe a little bit of a challenge for some of the coaching
for
staff.
Jay Wright. And if that's Jay Wright, who is, you know, basically like, below Patino and a few others, like, you know, when he was still coaching, like the godfather of hoops, if that was an issue for him... I don't understand what the hell's going on here. Now, like, the more I think about this, the more problems I have and the more questions I have. So that report exactly identifies and really backs up what I'm saying. Now, they didn't name which players, okay? But I can promise you it wasn't Tyler Kolek and
Hot Booty. Yeah,
whatever that, I was getting worked up.
We know who it was. It was Townsend Bridges.
Exactly. Yeah. Are they still on the team?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that problem resolved, or is that just kind of pushed to the side of the room? And now the first little flare up. Guess what? Things probably go back to where. See, I'm a believer that it is best to remove a problem than to push aside a problem and hope that it stays silent.
But your idea of removing this particular problem would be creating another problem.
Says who?
By making Jalen Brunson unhappy.
What do you think? He's 9 years old?
Yes, he doesn't want his father to get fired.
Get out of here. Come on,
Sal. I guarantee you, he does not want his father. Dude, look at his... When the report came out a couple of weeks ago that said Rick Brunson will remain with the Knicks, there was something like that.
I remember.
And Brunson retweeted it saying, what?
What? Yeah, he wrote
like,
what?
Like, joking around, like, oh my God, what a shock. Like... His dad was never going anywhere. By the way, the rest of the staff isn't going anywhere either.
They don't deserve to go anywhere. They didn't cause any problems.
Neither did Tom Thibodeau, but they fired him.
Wait, I'm not talking about Tom now. I mean, which, by the way, you and I just fundamentally disagree on. And we actually kind of
fire the guy that brought in the whole staff. We're going to keep the staff, but fire the head guy?
Well, but we also say because different might not be better, but, you know, it might not. He might not be better, but he would be different, which could equate to being better down the road.
Why not? All right, here's what I'll say to you.
My core
belief would be, forget Jalen and his father for a second. The core belief would be, if you make a head coaching change or a managerial change, you allow that guy that you hire to bring in his coaches, his staff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Like, that just seems like a simple philosophy. We've gotten away from that, where, hey, pitching coaches are here.
Yep,
they're built in.
Yep.
You're thrown on you. You work with this guy.
Definitely.
Hitting coach built. I would rather hire the manager. Now, again, it's different in baseball, the way the sport has evolved, but same thing with a head coach. I would rather hire a head coach. In this case, they made the idiotic decision, in my opinion, to fire Tibbs. Okay, so be it. You hire Mike Brown. Let him pick his staff, because you want him to be surrounded with people that he knows and trusts and is comfortable with. It's like basic hiring 101.
Now, Mike Brown is a man of principle. He is a man of experience. He is a man of certainly basketball, I'm sure regular intellect, but I'm for basketball intellect and accomplishment. Like, the league respects Mike Brown, so I'm not too worried. But now if you're Mike Brown, I need to know, like, was he given the, no matter, I know what we've been told, but what's the real deal? Was he given the choice or the chance to move on from Brunson, or is it presented,
probably,
hey, listen.
Probably not, you know that.
Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But that's a fundamental mess waiting to happen.
So where they meet in the middle is they're going to say, okay, we're going to keep Rick, you could demote him, and keep the others on the staff that we like, that we believe in. You're going to have your choice of associate head coach, your top head coach.
Okay, and do you think that that means that Rick Brunson is going to play nicey-nice in the sandbox all the time?
Because I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
So your answer right there should reshape what you're saying.
No, but...
because you're telling me that you think it could be a problem.
No, I didn't want to fire Tibbs.
But you got to move on from Tibbs.
No,
Tibbs is gone.
No, it's part of the problem, because this leads to the domino effect of what happens when you break that up. There is a chance that this firing of Tom Thibodeau could lead to, at some point soon down the road, the end of Jalen Brunson. This is the first step. We're already seeing it. Tom Thibodeau out, Rick Brunson demoted. The next step is going to be an angry, upset Jalen Brunson, and that's what I don't want.
Or a very happy Jalen Brunson, because he quickly learns he's got a better offensive coach. Which is what I've always said,
dude,
is the reason for change.
You're taking the human element out of it.
I mean, maybe to an extent, but I also think that you're overstating his inability to play without daddy. He's 27 years old.
I'm not saying he can't play without daddy.
Or function without daddy. Daddy, can he drive me to practice?
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm
saying he'd be unhappy.
27 years old.
Saying he'd be unhappy.
He ain't going to be unhappy if they're putting up $125 a night and, you know, Cat finally gets his ass in shape and the Wings finally start playing like they should.
You don't think he could be unhappy with the way the organization is? If, again, I don't know Jalen Brunson. I don't know what he's thinking other than using common sense and doing some math to what he's put out there before. He loves his father. He believes in his father.
Of course he does.
Okay. No, no, but I know love, but believes in him as a head coach.
Intense love, intense belief.
If
yes, I agree with that
if
too.
If they wrong, the organization, and by the way, he loved Tibbs as well, a guy who also took care of his father. Yep. Step one, firing the head coach that he loved and believed in. Step two, demoting his father. Now, the Knicks are ultimately bigger than any individual
player. What's step three? They're going to slash his tires?
Step three is upset the superstar.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah. I don't feel you, but on this, I hear you. But I also think what's happened with like, say if he really did feel like his dad's complete already disrespected, or maybe even more disrespected down the road. I believe where Jalen is now is that Jalen Brunson is in that awesome, awesome space of being right in the middle of your prime for the marquee team along with the Lakers. In the biggest city and the baddest city in the world, and he loves it. And he's not going to let his daddy getting relegated or silenced or eventually fired or whatever. He knows what he means to the Knicks. And I believe, I don't want to say that that supersedes family, but on some level it does. He's always going to be his dad.
If I put myself in his shoes and say, I came here with things set up a certain way, I elevated this organization basically on my own, but I elevated this organization with the help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Of Tibbs, my father, certain players, whatever. Then they get rid of the one guy who was the main guy in Tibbs. They demote my father. I'm looking at that organization a little different than I were prior.
You might look at it differently, but he's wired too professionally to allow it to impact his actions.
Okay, but it could.
Not like some other guys in the NBA who
might. What if Mike Brown and his brilliant offense, I mean, what if Mike Brown can't get out of the first round? Something that's done since 2012.
Well, then you fire him and maybe elevate his pops.
I mean,
if you really, if there's ever a point to placate him, you know.
What if Mike Brown goes the way of Don Nelson and Ewing didn't like Don Nelson.
By the way, Don Nelson was right. Ewing was being too stubborn. That offense should have ran through Mace.
Yeah.
Don Nelson was 15 years ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Patrick's, and I love Pat, but Patrick's slow behind, getting up and down the court, did not mesh with the changing NBA. Don Nelson got fired, and he deserved to because Pat wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But the concept of what Don Nelson was trying to do was actually right.
No, he didn't have the right group.
Was.
It was a bad.
He had Mason.
He had the wrong. You can't come here and do what Don Nelson tried to do. Not with that team. Where Jeff Van Gundy then took them to other levels that Don Nelson would have never.
Only because he got new players. He got Allen Houston. He got Chris Childs. He got Larry Johnson. He eventually got Sprewell. Nelson didn't have that.
I'm not saying he was a bad coach. I'm saying it was a horrible fit for the New York Knicks, and specifically Patrick Ewing at that time, where Ewing still had some productive basketball. What if it goes the way of that, and Jalen Brunson's like, I don't like this. And then what? If it gets to a spot, and we're already headed in that direction, if it gets to a spot where Jalen Brunson isn't happy here, that's the end of what we knew of this version of the New York Knicks.
Is there a chance that, now he's never going to say this because this pops, that Jalen, in his own quiet thoughts, is like, all right, my dad's a little nuts. I mean, we're acting like he thinks that he's
maybe
walking on NBA holy water without flaw.
But then why wouldn't they just push him out the door? If he
felt
that way.
I'm saying they should have.
If Jalen, yeah, but you're saying what if Jalen's not happy? If Jalen was, hey, you know what? I love my dad, but he's a little bit of an issue.
But he's not going to be. That it's one thing to understand. It's another thing to bring it voluntarily to somebody. Basically say, here's the axe. Cut off my dad's head and whack him. I'll tell you what. This was interesting.
Yeah,
I did not hear that. I do not like that. I think that the Knicks, I don't want to be overly dramatic here because their roster's loaded and the East sucks. This decision by the Knicks is an asinine one.
Hoff has a quick conspiracy theory before
the
break.
I've been saying this for a long time. They are turning their back on Jalen Brunson. Their shiny new toy is Carl Anthony Towns, and he's supposed to get an extension 2028-29 for $419 million. I guarantee that will not happen.
From Towns?
For Jalen Brunson.
Well, if it's for Towns, then this franchise is sunk.
They're not choosing Towns.
Get in shape, and then we'll talk.
BT and Sal show.
Learn how
to
finish a layup instead of flailing around like a deer on ice.
And the demotion of Rick Brunson, according to Steph Bonney, when Mike Brown, is he taking the podium? Whatever. When we see Mike Brown get introduced in whatever way that we see that, with the way that the Knicks do things at the Garden at 2:30, we'll, I'm assuming, hear about his staff and who's going to be the top assistant, or that Rick Brunson, in fact, was demoted. That's according to Steph Bondi of The Post. We just had a good conversation about that. Anything you missed, check out on the free Odyssey app. The other thing we talked about, obviously, the Yankees. We've done some expansion baseball talk and realignment. One quick thing, BT, before we get back to the calls. Just got an email from my buddy Joe Krause over at SNY.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they do the documentaries a lot of times, like they did the doc and that, whatever.
Keith 17, those, yeah, sure.
Exactly, ahead of these number retirements. Yeah. The Right Way, David Wright, premiering next Thursday. He sent me I got to email you this. We get an early look at it because I don't think it's.
Oh, he said you have the actual show?
Yeah, I didn't
so
get
it's
a
already
chance,
done?
I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, but I got a screener here. It will premiere next Thursday.
Huh.
Wright's number will be retired. Is it next Saturday already? No, the 19th. Where are we now?
2 weeks from now.
Yeah, so it is. So if this premieres next Thursday, the 17th, Wright's number on the 19th is going to be retired out at Citi Field.
Are you in it? Did you get a little cameo?
I'm not in it. No.
Why not? On.
And no, that's a good point. You think about this. All these years at SNY, you know how many documentaries I've been asked to do?
How many?
Zero. None.
That's...
Not one documentary.
I'm trying to tell you something. They're still bringing you back.
So I've been in for 15 years. So.
Well, remember the show, Oh Yeah?
Yeah, that I've been on.
Well, I did a million of those. Yeah. Finally, I'm like, no more freebies, guys. Yeah. I mean, I'm coming in. You're miking me up. I'm talking about Mark Gatson. I'm talking about the 89 Knicks. If you're not giving me any money, I'm not doing it
anymore. Was like 2014. For me, at least, I remember being involved in that show.
It's young you. It's young me.
Yeah,
it's young
them, right?
Moose.
Yeah.
It's young Sid does a lot of appearances there. Rosenberg.
Yeah.
And they went for the A-listers.
Red Face Sid. Exactly. Red Face Sid.
I mean, always tan, perpetually tan. I love Sid. Sid's great. But
C-Mac
good God
is on
with,
air?
With the tan. Yeah,
C-Mac,
I've seen C-Mac.
Kerskowitz. Brian Mark here or there.
I mean,
the dude from Bob's Blitz, remember that guy?
Yeah, Bob Mann.
Bob Mann's
those
maybe?
Were filmed years ago.
I know.
And they still run now.
Where did they film them? I think I did them in the green room, right?
Yeah,
where did we do those?
Whatever, down at
SNY. Makeup room, whatever it was.
They had like a back extra studio at the old SNY location. You're right, though. I see myself and I'm like, man.
I think you look better now.
That's what Nikki Lotterudo said, the same thing.
Well, I think you'd rather hear from her than me.
I did. Because I was looking at myself like, man.
Men look better as they get older.
I don't know if I agree with that. I was in such good shape back then. Like, body-wise, I 100% look better. I was ready to go back then, man. And then Nikki's
your face
like,
was skinnier.
It came up one day, where, like, right at some point, it pops up, like, oh, there's Youngstown. Like, he's like, you look better now. I was like, oh, well, thank you.
Who said that? Nikki South perked up a little bit.
Yeah, well, BT says, like, yeah, whatever. But the fact that both of you would say that. Yeah. Anyway, what was the point?
Did your wife say that?
Well, the right...
Oh, God.
You know my wife is impossible to please. Anyway, the Wright documentary, would you be interested? You love David Wright more than I do.
Let me put it this way. It's funny. I find this very interesting. For all the Mets hate that I receive, I am much more into that stuff than you are into a Yankeeography. Like, I genuinely love... Now, I know ESPN did something as well with Doc and Darryl, but the Keith stuff... The Gary stuff.
I watched that stuff.
A little bit younger. Yeah.
So that's what I'm asking about Wright.
I love David Wright. David Wright was good to us. He used to come on the Wheelhouse a lot.
Yeah.
But that's not why I like him. I respect his makeup. I respect the way he was raised. I respect the way he comported himself. Listen, when you're David Wright, and same with Jeter, and you're 25, 26, 20, you got some money in your pocket, you're a good-looking dude, you're single, you got everything at your fingertips, not an ounce of trouble in New York City. Oh, yeah, and by the way, before you hurt your back, you were going to be a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
And you always played hard, uniform always dirty. I'm a massive David Wright fan. Love him.
And you know why I love the person more than I did the player? But you know why I'm more intrigued to check this out? The Right Way, the documentary premiering next Thursday on SNY, is because we've seen a ton. Now, I love the 80s. I was a kid.
Yeah, sure.
So it is different. You're always going to go back to when you were a kid. But I haven't seen a lot on Wright and those 2006. I'm sure the collapse. I don't even know what they're going to cover. But I'm assuming the beginning with him and Reyes, the 06 team and the shortcomings in the postseason, the 07 collapse.
Up 7 with 17 to go.
The back injury, the contract, the staying with the Mets and getting back to the World Series. Like, there's a lot there with Wright that is kind of too recent to really go back and relive. So maybe this will be the first one that relives a lot of those days.
It's an interesting way to look at it because now we've also seen them so many times because it was so long ago. But you and I joke around about like the Mets song, Let's Go Mets, and the video and stuff. Like there, I don't know if there's a Met highlight, and probably even more than, well, I mean, every Mattingly highlight, I could recite in my sleep. But there's nothing that you could show me from the 80s that I haven't already seen with the Mets.
Right.
Because so much was documented, music and videos.
Whereas we've seen it.
I did a book report on Keith Hernandez, If at First.
Really?
Well, Donnie didn't have a book out, so. Yeah, I mean, no, I did.
By the way, did you notice our little Don Mattingly starting lineup figure here? It's been fallen for a few days. Oh. I left that by its side. It may have been an omen. You might not want to pick that. I can't do it.
Wait, what do you mean? Did you knock it over or just left it there?
No, I just noticed
it. So you didn't put him on his ass. You just didn't reach out a hand to help him.
I left it there.
Well, I'm going to have to do some cleaning here because Willie Mays is also flat on his side.
You got to get your guy Mattingly upright. Maybe the Yankees' fortunes can change here.
That's what I'm saying. That is interesting.
I'm not touching it, but I figured I'd give you the heads up on it.
Anyway, that sounds good. Look at Dove coming in.
Oh, there you go.
That old boy, Dovey.
Mattingly now upright.
Those stupid L chains probably knocked it over. That's what it is.
See if you can get a win now for the Yanks tonight. But anyway, all right, so the book report on Keith.
Anyway, there's nothing from those Met years that I think all of us have. We've seen it all.
Right.
We know every intonation of the announcer's voice with the highlight, right? But with David Wright, it's been less, and I'm sure they'll have different stuff and behind-the-scenes stuff. He's become a dad. I think he's got two girls.
Yes.
I think he's a girl dad. I think it's two, maybe three. I love it. I love number five.
And there is a lot going on next week with everybody's going to be in town, obviously, all the different people that Wright played with or played under. As far as GMs and coaches, could be a big deal.
Coming back.
You know what? That's a good one I didn't even think about.
Art Howe coming back. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you'll know by who you don't see out there. Willie going to be out there or what?
Willie should, man. I love Willie. What they did to Willie was just as dirty as it gets. Flying him out to the West Coast. Hey, knock, knock. What time is it? It's 4:03 in the morning. Willie, you fired. Go back east.
Yeah, that was a rough
one. Great move.
I know TC will be out there. I love TC.
I'm
assuming some of his general manager, like we said, there was a couple reports on it, but I know at SNY we're trying to do a special show, Baseball Night New York, with Reyes, Terry Collins, and I think Wright, if the schedule allows. But anyway, it's going to be a big week
next week.
So I'm looking forward to that special. I'll send you the
Yeah, I'll watch it, definitely.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. JB is calling from Fanwood, New Jersey. What's up, JB?
Hey, I need you guys to have an open mind and bear with me about expansion contraction MLB.
Go ahead.
So, huge baseball fan, lifetime baseball fan. I'm also a huge soccer fan. Soccer fan.
Soccer. Okay, go ahead.
Over in England, they have the relegation system. So they've got the Premier League, and then they have the Championship League.
Yep.
At the end of the year, three teams get demoted, three teams get promoted.
Yep.
The teams that get promoted, they get the TV money and the league money. The teams that get demoted, they lose the TV money and the league money. Now, if we've got a third of the league in the MLB who is irrelevant as it pertains to making the playoffs, you've got a Premier League and a Championship League right there. That's going to make the regular season a little more exciting. What do you guys think?
I like it. You know, I remember I didn't know anything about soccer, and that was not going to happen, but I do like your concept. I'm open-minded to it. They wouldn't be. The concept of relegation, I think the first time I ever heard that was, Tiki's a big soccer fan. Yeah. You know that, right? And I didn't know anything about soccer. And, oh, God, probably about 8-9 years ago, there was this little teeny tiny soccer town, not Liechtenstein, that's actually a country. I forget the name of it, where they accomplished something so unprecedented for them that they got elevated and they got all the money, but then they got relegated a couple years after. Like, I did follow it for a minute. But if we're going to relegate the Pirates and the White Sox, you got to have a floor. You got to have more equitable spending. It can't be the way it is now. And I don't envision baseball changing enough to be able to satisfy the relegation and the acceleration of soccer.
Well, wait, why do you think it's got to be different than the, I don't understand.
Well, because the same teams would always get relegated because they always stink.
But that's their problem.
I know, but I agree. If you live in New York.
I understand, but if you have an owner in Pittsburgh that is not willing to spend, you get what you deserve.
I get that,
and you will
too.
Be relegated with the bottom dwellers. And then we can sit here in the Premier League. Think of how great it would be to have the top teams. I don't know how many you would say. What is it, top 15, if you want to split it in half? Bottom 15? Now, it could be intriguing if you fall close to that bottom, whatever, 10, 15. I don't know exactly how it works, but I do like the idea of it. All we're trying to do, this is not about trying to dismiss middle America or whatever, the South. Like, it's not about that. Mm-hmm. It's trying to make the sport competitive, entertaining, exciting. What's the best way to do that? It's not our fault that we spend in New York or Philadelphia or Boston or Toronto more than the other teams. They need to either raise their spending or get the hell out. So I don't have all the answers, but I know that what's going on right now is just not good enough. So is there a better way to do it with relegation, with certain a different league, or you have a floor cap, which makes you have to spend a lot of money? Whatever it is right now just isn't good enough. They're just getting by.
Well, think about this. You're right. It's not our fault that they have their issues. It's not our responsibility to fix their issues. However, it is Major League Baseball's responsibility to protect them. And just because that's the entity, I mean, protect them a little bit more than that.
I'm saying that's bull crap too. We get taxed.
I know, to try to help them out.
It's not right.
I agree with that as well. Listen, I'm a firm believer, no matter what it is, I am a believer in meritocracy. You get what you earn based on merit. You want to get into a good school? Get good grades. You want to make the good team? Work your ass off. Make the cut. Make the team. You want to get on the radio and do what we do? Bust your ass. Go around the country. Earn it and give it a shot. Like, that is called meritocracy. If you have the merit, you get a shot. But the circumstances aren't equal for all these other teams, so it's hard to subscribe to meritocracy.
I understand,
even though it's at my core value.
I understand that. It would also, by the way, if you had relegation, it would also prevent the idea of tanking.
100%. You might make trades to avoid.
Yes.
Finishing last place, even though you're not going to win.
But don't you think that makes it more exciting?
I love the concept. I don't know how practical it is.
And maybe they should do that in basketball too, in the regular season. I don't know how you would work it out exactly.
Yep.
But yeah, the concept is great. What we do know is the regular seasons in our sports that we loved, especially baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basketball has been getting diminished for a while now, and it's always about the postseason. And at least they're trying to enhance it. I don't think they're doing it the right way with the stupid NBA Cup or whatever. But they know that there's an issue, and they're trying to fix it. baseball doesn't think that they have an issue yet, and it's getting progressively worse, or the regular season becoming less meaningful as the years go on. Mm-hmm. I want to get ahead of it and make it as meaningful as possible because I love the 162.
That was a good phone call. Nice job. That was a good idea.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll finish up on the phones. We come back, 888-808-1019.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Eddie's calling from Long Island. What's up, Eddie?
Eddie?
I want to talk about the Yankees, about their bunting situation. They're horrible. If they would bunt with first and second and no out, they would definitely win some games, and especially that's why they're terrible in the extra innings. A man on second, you bunt. I was taught in Little League. That's a no-brainer. They drive me up a wall every time. That's why they lose extra innings. It's crazy.
Well, so, Eddie, how long have you been watching baseball here, my friend? I'm just curious.
My whole life.
Well, obviously.
I watch every Yankee game, and I played the game.
All right. Well, since when?
I've been in Little League since I'm 8 years old.
How old are you? I'm trying to get to, Eddie.
They have to bunt. It's did you see that guy, Martin? When they played the Mets, there was two errors. The pitcher made an error, and the guy made a throwing error. Things happen when you bunt.
They had apparently a great bunter on their ball club last year, but they let him get away as the Mets paid Juan Soto $765 million to lay down a bunt in the first inning.
Yes,
sacrifice that. And we didn't do much on the Soto bunt, but that was embarrassing, I thought. All right, that call was great. BT, it just sums everything up. BT, it's awesome. The fan. Yankees need to bunt more. Forget about moving Jazz to second or getting a third baseman. They just need to bunt more. 888-808-1019, the number to call. I did read that Heyman, I guess, reported the Yanks have checked in on Ryan McMahon. He was the guy who you wanted last year, the Yankees, to get at the deadline.
Yeah.
I would not go that way. What are your thoughts on McMahon?
Not loving it. You know, I think he's... See, last year he still had intrigue to me, but I feel like he's kind of settled into the player that he's going to be the rest of his career, and I don't love it. Is it an upgrade? Sure. I'll hit you with a couple of important thumbnail sketches here. Yeah. Number one, he's always the 20-plus home run guy, so you take that. He's the lefty, obviously, different air in Colorado, but he's going to play in Yankee Stadium. He's a 240 career hitter, but that is a little misleading. Like, he's like 212 this year. Last year wasn't very great. He leads the league in strikeouts.
Dude, come on.
So he's a massive strikeout guy. However, he is in the 90 percentile in walking, so he does walk a lot. And he does strike out a lot.
And he hits a lot of home runs.
And he hits
a
fifth ride. Bring him in. Yeah. Pick him up.
213 hitter. I mean, I know he's a career 240, like you said. 213 hitter that strikes out a ton.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's kind of morphed into a player I'm trying to avoid getting.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's why I give you the reaction I give you.
But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is the report. It's not us saying, what about McMahon? John Heyman reported the Yankees checked in on him. We are saying that they had no interest in Arenado. That goes back to the offseason. Like, that's a fact. So, the Yankees checked in on McMahon, which means they have at least a little interest in him. We just gave you the type of player that he is. And they have no interest in Nolan Arenado, and you know the type of player that he is. A guy who's not going to hit you 20 home runs, but he's going to put, I don't even know how many he has, but puts the bat on the ball, play a great third base, a proven big league veteran. Like, that's what you want. Not a guy who's going to strike out a ton, but have, you know, 20-plus home runs and hit 213.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You know, I mean, listen, again, we don't see him a ton because he plays for the Colorado Rockies, but I just looked this up. I know he's a good defensive third baseman, but he's even better than I thought.
Who?
Ryan McMahon. Yeah. If you look at defensive runs saved and outs above average, all those things that, you know,
better
some people look at.
Better than Arenado this year?
He's actually known. He's one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball.
But I'm saying he's better than Arenado this year?
I don't have them side by side. Okay. I just know how he is perceived. And he's a dominant defensive. He's really gold glove caliber player. Now, contractually, he is signed through two more years.
Well, how come he's never won a gold glove?
Maybe because Arenado's in the league.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean,
that's probably the answer. But he's got more power than Arenado. Either way, I think he's cheaper too. So he's got $16 million next season. He's got $16 million in 2027. Remember, he signed the 6-year deal years ago. So this year he's at 12. So I don't think the Rockies would pick up any money this year. The Yankees would have to probably pay six or so halfway through the year. And then that's 32 committed for the next 2 years. He's a strikeout machine. Yeah. He's a walk machine. Could be a home run machine in Yankee Stadium and a great fielder. Again, would I take him? I would, because I don't want... I mean, obviously, it's not going to be Peraza. And I don't think you'd have to give up a lot to get Ryan McMahon, unlike somebody like Suarez. I'm lukewarm intrigued, and I know it'd be an upgrade, but I think you could do better.
Yeah, I want no part of him. The strikeouts, the average. He's got 12 homers. Okay, good defense. What's Arenado's numbers real quick off this year?
Arenado has 10 home runs. He's batting 244, 694 OPS, 41 RBIs, 34 strikeouts.
Yeah, the
dude,
OPS.
I mean 30.
34, you said? 34 yeah. strikeouts?
34.
To 114. So you give me the numbers again. We'll just go pound for pound here. I'll go McMahon. McMahon has 12 homers.
10.
10, yeah.
All right, Ribbies, 26 for McMahon.
41 for Arenado.
On a bad team with nobody on base, to be fair to McMahon.
Well, that's fair. All right, walks, 45 for McMahon.
24 for Arenado.
Okay, strikeouts, 114.
34.
Dude. And 213 average versus
244.
OPS is similar to 691 to 694.
McMahon sub 700 OPS? Sub?
691.
I know that Arenado is, geez. Yeah. Oh, God. But you're leaving out one important number here. What's the contract left for Arenado? I know that it's got to be more than McMahon.
Not by much at this point, though.
Do you have that? I've got McMahon's. Do you have Arenado's?
I'll get it right now. Hold on.
Because, again, just to reiterate here, he signed the 6-year deal. 3 years ago, this is year 4, which is 12, and then next year and 27, all guaranteed, no player options, $16 million a piece for McMahon.
100, come on.
It's a lot of strikeouts.
We're going back to the 80s here, you and I for a second. 114 strikeouts versus 30, whatever he's, that's absurd. And he plays great defense, puts the bat on the ball, hits for high. That's what the Yankees need.
Yeah, I like Arenado, but again, I'm just reacting to the report
Yeah. The Yankees definitively do not want.
They
Arenado.
Might think his bat is cooked. Here's the one problem: he doesn't hit the ball to right field. And for an aging right-handed hitter to profile that spacious Yankee Stadium, that they will calculate that, and that will be an X in the column in favor of Arenado.
2 more years of how much, Hoff?
Yeah, what you got?
2 more years of not terrible. I think it's 16 and 15.
Wow, it's actually less. And 15, it's $1 million less. Wow. Let's just say...
Older player, obviously. They're expecting a decline, whatever.
For sure. Let's just say that you had Arenado on this team. Give me a loose spot you think he's in the order. He's not hitting 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5.
Yeah, he's going to be at the bottom of the order. Yeah, 7, 8, whatever.
Same with McMahon?
I would move... The more you bring in guys, I would move Volpe down to 8 or 9.
Volpe should hit 9.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. All right. But so Arenado's going to hit behind... Let's just do it real quick. I would go Dominguez.
Yep.
Now, remember, we'd have him, we went over this before, at DH.
Yep.
Dominguez, Judge.
Bellinger.
Belly. You can't go Stanton there.
Lefty, righties, you go Wells. Lefties, you go Stanton.
I don't want to stack the lefties, right, exactly.
You know?
Because if Dominguez is DH, then maybe I'd flip them and go, man, you want to go Dominguez and Belly? No, you probably go Dominguez, Judge.
Well,
right?
Dominguez is a switch hitter. Problem is you can't hit for the right side.
I know. I'm going to go Dominguez. Judge. Bellinger.
Okay.
Can I go Goldie there?
You could. I mean, I'd prefer to get like a Jazz.
I still
or
like Goldie's
a...
Goldie's bat.
Yeah,
because I don't want to stack the lefty. So I would go Goldie to break up. Then I would go Wells.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go Arenado and then Jazz, but you get Jazz too far down. And that's
but here's
what I'm saying.
Maybe, thing, yeah. If you're bringing a McMahon versus Arenado, even if it's, you know, a little bit younger, maybe a little more pop, left side, whatever. The lefty versus righty bat, I mean, if you're trying to... I don't care about stacking guys as much.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if you can hit, you can
Fair
hit.
Enough.
But if you want a righty, then, you know, the money's similar. Defense is similar. Then Arenado's your guy.
Yeah, and it's not that I need a righty. I'm just thinking about doing
the
lineup.
The Yanks need a righty.
Who do I want behind Bellinger? If I'm trying to break it up, I would go Goldie with a righty, but you don't want to push Jazz that far down. I don't love Jazz as a four-hitter.
I also don't know if Goldschmidt deserves to be in that four spot the rest of the year.
I know,
mean, he's
but still,
off a lot.
But still, he's a proven, trusted, he's going to give you a quality at bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So, but that's the issue that you have with taking Stanton out of the lineup. Now, you could go differently and have Stanton in there, but now you have Dominguez in the outfield. So their best offensive team is
Correct.
Not the best defensive team,
yep.
which poses a problem.
But even if you play Grisham or Rice, those are lefties.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying that if you had, let's just say we have Dominguez in the outfield for a second, then the lineup looks better because you go Dominguez in left, Judge in right, Bellinger behind him, Stanton behind him. Now you could put, if you want Jazz there, you want Wells there, then behind him Goldie, then the other lefty, then behind him Arenado. Now you have a nice long lineup but you have to live with the, and obviously no Rice and no Grisham.
Yep.
You have to live with the deficiency Dominguez and left. If you make Dominguez the DH, you lose Stanton's power from the right side, which would complement Bellinger perfectly.
You guys wouldn't want to throw Jose Ramirez in there over Nolan Arenado?
100%. We brought them up. You were on the phone. 100%.
Yeah, for George Lombard, though?
No, that's 0%.
I mean, dude, this guy for 3 years, he's 32 right now, 33, 34, 35. He's not making
much
money.
$21 million a year. No, bro, you were on the phone. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.